Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel, the beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Mabes, on the sixth line, Kiyotziboy Vechulei. Kiyotziboy Vechulei, the Mishnah taught that similarly a Zav may not eat with a Zava. Tani, Rabbi Shimon and Loza, Oime, Ro, Adhechan, Purtsa Tahara, Shinemao, Ki Ma'at, Asher Hayalacha, Lefnei, Lefonai, Vifoitz, Larev, Ubisa Vesehen, Purtsa Larev. Rabbi Shimon and Loza taught in the Baisa, see how far Tahara spread, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed, the little that you have had before me has increased in multitude. And the Pasuk says in Divayom Aleph, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Lamed Ches, and their father's house spread exceedingly. Shalagazu, Leima, Shalayochal Tahar, Im, At Meir, should say, Ela Omru, Layochal Azav, Mazav. Lacham did not need to decree and say a Tahar man may not eat with a Tameya, lest he comes to relations, because in any case he would not eat with her, lest she be metameh's food. Rather, they needed to decree only that a zav may not eat with a zava. A zavim mitzvah mutter, yeshu mechus le'ala, yivolei mechus le'ala. This obeyed only a zav with a zava, which implies that a zav with a mitzvah is permitted. We learn from the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yudah, pasuk Ches, and he shall sit outside his tent, but not outside of her tent. And this teaches that a male mitzvah may not have relations, but a mitzvah, a female mitzvah, may have relations. Mitzvah im zava, osa. Mitzvah im mitzvah, osa. A mitzvah with a zava are forbidden to eat together, lest they come to have relations, and similarly a mitzvah with a mitzvah are forbidden. Tani b'shamei im le'yechol zav porosh im zava ma'oretz b'shil matirim. The Bible says that b'shamei say, a Zav Parash, who is meticulous about Tahara, may not eat with a Zav Amaretz, Beis Hillel permit. Umar Tameyain, the Beis Hillel, ze Zav, ze Zav. What is Beis Hillel's reason? It's because he is a Zav, and he is a Zav means he cannot be Matamehin. Umar Tameyain, the Beis Shammai, Shuhu Misvagalimai, Vimei Tumasai, Hu Misvagalimai, Vimei Taharasai. What is Beis Shammai's reason? If a Parash regularly eats with Amaretz when he departs his Tame, he regularly eat with him even when he's Tahar. Here, Ruba, Mufaked Lerav, Inat Yochel, Mechel, Kol Shasa, Chulim, Tahara, Chol, Vimlav, Tehiachel, Shiva Yomin, Min Shasa. Here, Ruba instructed Rav, if you can eat the entire year, Chulim in Tahara, you should do so. If not, eat 7 days of the year in Tahara, it means in those days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You can have a Pinchas Ben Yoy, Oimer, Zizus, Mavila de Nakias, Nakias, Mavila de Tahara, Tahara, Mavila de Kedusha, Kedusha, Lidei Anova, Anova, Lidei Ira, Yerushchet l'day Ruchakodesh, Ruchakodesh l'day Hasidus, Hasidus l'day Tchias Hameisim, Tchias Hameisim l'day Elio Zacholatev. Here, our Mishnah that a Zav may not eat with a Zava, the Pinchas Ben Yoy said that zealousness leads to cleanliness from sin, cleanliness leads to Tahara, Tahara leads to Kedusha, Kedusha leads to humility, humility leads to fear of sin leads to Ruchakodesh, Ruchakodesh leads to Hasidus, which is going beyond the letter of the law, Hasidus leads to Tchias HaMeisim, and Tchias HaMeisim leads to Eliyahu HaNavi Zechul HaTev. Zivizus lidei Nikias, Bechila, Bechiper, Nikias lidei Tahara, Bechiper alea HaKoyhenu Tahira, Tahara lidei Kedusha, Vitaroi Bekitchoi. Zivizus leads to cleanliness, as we see there's a posseg in Vayikra, Tevzayim posseg Kof, and he shall complete, effecting, means he shall complete effecting atonement for the holy. And Mechila can be understood as a wording of zealousness. And then later in the Pasuk Chof Dalet it says, V'chiper ba'adoi ba'ad ha'am, and he will bring atonement for himself and for the people. Meaning that complete cleanliness from sin comes about. We see that zealousness leads to cleanliness. And cleanliness leads to tahara, to purity, as the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, and the kohen shall effect atonement for her, and she shall become pure. And Tahara leads to Kedusha, as the Pasuk says there in Perek Tev Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes. And he shall purify it, and he shall sanctify it. Kedusha lidei anova, ki koi amar ram benisa, sheikh anol bekodesh shmoi, mori mekodesh eshkoin, nestaka ushfar ruach, anova lidei yurashchit, dirsiv ekev anova yurash Hashem. Kedusha leads to humility, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, Perek Nun Zayin, Pasuk Tev Zav, for so said the High and Exalted One, who dwells to eternity, and his name is holy. With the lofty and the holy ones I dwell, and with the crushed and humble in spirit. And humility leads to fear of sin, as the prophet says in Mishlei, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Daled, in the wake of humility comes fear of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, Mash Asa Chochma, Atar Lerisha, Asa Anova, Ekev Lesulaisa, Nechsev, Rishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, Uksiv, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar said that fear of Hashem, which Chochma made to be a crown for its head, humility made it the heel for the sole of its shoe, as it says that the head, the beginning, the head of Chochma is fear of Hashem, and the pasuk, as we had, says that in the wake of humility comes fear of Hashem. By Ekev was the Russian of the heel. Yiras Chet Lidei Ruach HaKodesh Tichsev Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem Bedasa Lekim Timsa Ruach HaKodesh Lidei Chasidus Tichsev Oz Dibarta Bechazoin Lechasidecha. Fear of sin leads to Ruach HaKodesh, as it says, then you will understand the fear of Hashem, and you will find the knowledge of God. And Ruach HaKodesh leads to Chasidus, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Peites Pasuk Chof, then you spoke in a vision to your pious ones. Chasidus lidei Tchias HaMeisim, Tichsev, Kunasati Ruchi Rochem Echigisem, Tchias HaMeisim lidei Eliyo, Zachon Latov, Tichsev v'nei Anoichi Sholech Lachem et Eli HaNavi, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGodol V'Anoira, Ve'eshev Leiv Avois Rabonim V'Leiv Bonim Al Avoisam. Chasidus leads to Tchias HaMeisim, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Yud Daled, and I will put my spirit into you, and you shall live. And Tchias HaMeisim leads to Elio HaNavi, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, in Perek Gimel, Pasukim, Chof Gimel, and Chof Daled, behold, I will send you Eliyah the prophet before the coming of the great and awesome day of Hashem, that he may return the heart of the fathers back through the children, and the heart of the children back through their fathers. Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, Kol mishehu kavua be'ajisal v'ayichel, chalya v'tahara, v'medav v'lashin ha'kodesh, v'koryas shema v'vayikil v'erev, muftach leshehu, m'chaya olam haba. The Bible says in the name of Rabbi Meir, anyone who is fixed in Eretz Yisrael and eats his chulin in tahara and speaks lashon hakodesh, and reads Shema morning and evening, he's guaranteed that he's a ben olam haba. We come now to the next Mishnah, which is Halacha Dalad. Ve'elu hein ha'alocha yishomu ba'aliyes Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Goin sha'olu levakoi. These are among the halachas said in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya when Chacham came to visit him. V'nimnu v'rabu b'shamei ha'b'isilu v'shmoina s'dvorim gozu b'v'yim. They counted and found that b'shamei outnumbered b'isilu. They decreed 18 matters that day. Oysa ha'yoyim ha'yakashal yisoh k'yoyim sh'nase b'ya egel. The Gemara says that day was as harsh for yisoh as the day that the golden calf was made. V'leza imeh b'y b'yoyim god chures asar v'yishua imeh b'y b'yoyim mach k'yoyisa. The Gemara says that they filled the measure to overflowing on that day, means they decreed well. The Rishua says that they removed the excess, which they decreed too much, and Divrei Torah will not be fulfilled. Amar Leib Beleza, ilu haisa, it should say Meleya v'chesua yos lachavis shehi Meleya goizin komasha tanoisin asoicha shumshemin hi machzekes. Beleza says if the measure was full and they removed from it, you would say properly, but this is not the case. Rather, it was like a barrel full of nuts. As much sesame as you put in, it holds it in the gaps between the nuts. Amar Leib Rishua, ilu haisa, she say chaseo milua, yos lachavis shahaisa meleya shemen, komasha atanoisin asecha, mayim, hi mefazeris sashemen. Rishua says if the measure was lacking and they filled it, then you'd be saying properly, but that wasn't the case. Rather, it was like a barrel full of oil. As much water as you put in, it scatters the oil and makes it spill out. Tana, Rishua, onye, tamide, peshamai, omdulahem, melamata, vayu hogin, betamide betil. And the writer says, Rishua ben Onya tells us that Talmidim of Beis Shammai stood below and were killing Talmidim of Beis Hillel.